increasing clouds, a little milder. Upper 50s for a high. Tonight, the chance of showers will hold off until the late night hours, the overnight hours. So we should be good during the evening. Low 43. Tomorrow, a wet weekend ahead. Periods of rain. Tomorrow night, Sunday night. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Risk of a couple of showers left over on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Clanton man charged with murder in a deadly boating accident on Lake Jordan has pleaded guilty. Damian Bruno pleaded guilty to two counts of murder in a deadly crash on the 4th of July. Two people died in the crash. Five others were injured. It's Camellia Bowl weekend in the capital city. The pep rally kicks off at 5 tonight at the train shed, followed by the Christmas parade at 6. The big game between Arkansas State and Florida International University is at 4:30 on Saturday. Tickets are still available. And a local high school's food pantry is in need of donations. Lee High School's food pantry serves 100 students a week, sending them home on Fridays with a backpack full of food for the weekend. Contact Lee High School if you're interested in donating. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Nancy Pelosi has refused to commit to delivering articles of impeachment to the Senate, citing concerns about an unfair trial.
We remain at an impasse.
An American citizen will be allowed to sue Southwest Airlines for taking him off a plane after he was heard speaking Arabic.
The Senate gives final passage for a budget extension through March, avoiding a shutdown deadline. Among other items, it raises the age to buy tobacco and vaping products to 21.
J.K. Rowling is facing some criticism from the transgender community and others after tweeting support for a researcher who lost her job for stating that people cannot change their sex.
Facebook says that any false ads and false posts about the 2020 census will be deleted.
Boeing launches its Starliner spacecraft. It's an upgrade to the space shuttle. It won't carry humans this time, but a female mannequin wearing a red bandana named Rosie the Rocketeer.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. New Star 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition, 272-9228. That's where we are. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then, if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. What a deal. It's going to be a good weekend for Sweet Creek Farm Market. By the way, Boston Butt on sale for $25. Great for this weekend if you have family coming in. Or if you want to have it, like do the big dinner on Christmas Eve and some snackish type of stuff, Boston Butt is a great way to go. Just get some buns and some baked beans and you're in business. You can either get them there at Fresh Market, which their baked beans are very, very good. Potato salad, coleslaw, all very good. You can load up on it. But go by and see Reed Ingram and Karen Ingram. Tell them your Dan Morris Show listener. I will be going down tomorrow to pick up my goodies for Christmas Day and cooking out. Howard Kurtz is somebody I really like. He doesn't have an axe to grind. He plays it pretty straight up. And here he's going to be talking about the Democratic debate. Mayor Pete, listen in.
Billionaires in lion caves should not pick the next president of the United States.
Mr. Mayor, your response. You know, according to Forbes magazine, I am literally the only person on this stage who's not a millionaire or a billionaire. So if this is important, this is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass.
That's Pete Buttigieg fending off attacks over his fundraising during last night's Democratic debate as he looks to hold on to his Iowa frontrunner status a little more than a month away from the first contest in this long presidential race. Let's bring in Howie Kurtz, Fox News media analyst. It wasn't exactly a circular firing squad. It was mostly Pete Buttigieg in the middle with everybody else taking shots at him. Wouldn't you say, Howie?
Yeah, look, by and large, it was sort of like a PBS wine and cheese policy seminar on liberal issues with the candidates competing who could do the most for transgender people, for the Dreamers, on climate change, on free tuition. But clearly, the status of Pete Buttigieg in Iowa, the good news for him is he's now very relevant. The bad news is he had those attacks. But we saw him very effectively counterpunch against Elizabeth Warren. First of all, she said he had closed that now famous wine cave fundraiser of the press. There was a reporter there. But secondly, when he turned to her and said, Senator, you're a millionaire. I'm the poorest guy on the stage. We shouldn't have purity tests. I think he gave as good as he got.
He did, actually. He kind of made... everybody was on him.
Yeah.
Because he's leading in Iowa.
I think it made him look bigger.
It really did. It made him look more important. He handled it. It came across better. So I think he was a winner. I'll tell you something. Klobuchar kind of let us see a different side of her. She was probably her best debate.
Yeah.
Seven is certainly better than 12 with those guys. Yang, he was good. He was interesting.
I don't agree with him on everything, but I really just like that guy.
Yeah, but the way he does his mannerisms and the way he talks, and Judy Woodruff was talking to, so he thought it was Yang and it wasn't. Yang was going, I'm over here. And it was kind of funny there. She messed up a little bit. Okay, Howard Kurtz on the lack of diversity on the stage. Uh-oh.
There has been criticism of the fact that those seven faces on stage are not particularly diverse. Bernie Sanders was asked a little bit about that. Listen.
Sanders, you are the oldest candidate on stage this
evening.
And
I'm white as well.
Yes. How do you respond to what the former president had to say?
I got a lot of respect for Barack Obama. I think I disagree with him on this one. Maybe a little self-serving, but I do disagree.
This after President Obama obviously said that he thought women should be running more things in this country. What about the diversity issue?
Well, I thought that Bernie really was tone deaf and kind of botched another question in that debate, John, where somebody else, Andrew Yang, was asked about being the only minority candidate on the stage. And then when the question came to Bernie Sanders, he tried to pivot back to climate change, and the moderator from PBS sort of called him out, answer the question. And then he kind of lamely said, well, people of color are most affected or would be most hurt by climate change. But I don't believe, you know, it's been such an important debate on the left, but I don't believe that racism or sexism is the reason that they're now mostly white candidates. It's because Kamala Harris ran a lousy campaign that imploded and Cory Booker hasn't been able to get any traction. That's what happens in campaigns. You gotta win. You gotta put points on the board.
Bingo. It's Howard Kurtz really does play down the center. I like him. Every week I catch a show, Media Buzz, on Saturday, and then does a replay on Sunday. If you don't see it, it's on Fox. It's very, very good. So now Howard Kurtz on Yang and Biden and the economy, trashing the economy. This was stupid on their part.
Let's listen to a moment from Andrew Yang when he talked about being the person of color on the stage. Listen.
It's both an honor and disappointment to be the lone candidate of color on the stage tonight. I miss Kamala, I miss Cory, though I think Cory will be back. Why am I the lone candidate of color on this stage? Fewer than 5% of Americans donate to political campaigns. You know what you need to donate to political campaigns? Disposable income.
He's a guy who, you know, didn't have a huge public profile before, you know, running for president. And even during much of this race, he's been kind of obscured. But he had some moments last night.
Well, he had many more moments because now there are only seven candidates on the stage. We're done with the sort of 12 people. Everybody gets, you know, 30 seconds. So good for Andrew Yang. But I thought the sleeper story of the night was that Joe Biden, and many journalists now agree with this, probably had his strongest debate. He doesn't tend to have a lot of memorable one-liners, but he didn't stumble over his words. He didn't talk about record players or other blasts from the past. He did trip, I thought, over a question about the economy, if you have time to play that. But by and large, the fact that Biden wasn't getting the attacks as he had in some previous debates, that was deflected onto Mayor Pete, gave the former vice president a lot of running room. And as I said, he didn't trip.
Here's that sound from the former vice president on the economy.
I don't think they really do like the economy. Go back and talk to the old neighbors in the middle class neighborhood you grew up in. The middle class is getting killed. The middle class is getting crushed. And the working class has no way up as a consequence of that.
Americans don't really like this economy. Quick final thought, Howie.
Question was, how do you run against Trump with this strong economy? And I think it's a mistake for Biden to say, and people don't really think it's strong. You can argue the middle class isn't benefiting as much, but we're in record low unemployment and all of that. I think that points to the problem that all these Democrats may have, given them the numbers of this booming economy the president has been able to put up.
Number four as far as talking time. And Yang was the lowest, but Yang's numbers compared to his normal time was high, like three times higher than his normal. So not having a lot of people on the debate stage really helped him out, without a doubt. And we're going to see how he kind of plays out here. Let's do the debate montage, and then let's get to Peter Ducey.
We have a president who is a pathological liar, and we have a president who is a fraud.
We need a candidate for president who can draw the sharpest distinction between the corruption of the Trump administration and a Democrat who is willing to get out and fight.
We need to restore the integrity of the presidency, of the office of the presidency. And it's about time we get that underway.
The more we act like Donald Trump is the cause of all of our problems, the more Americans lose trust. What we have to do is we have to stop being obsessed over impeachment.
I know that we have to deal with this crisis. I know that we have to deal with it from the standpoint of environmental justice. I believe I'm the only person here who will say unequivocally, this is my number one priority.
The way I look at it, if you want to if you want to cross a river over some troubled waters, you build a bridge, you don't blow one up. And I think that we should build on the Affordable Care Act.
The mayor just recently had a fundraiser that was held in a wine cave full of crystals and served $900 a bottle wine. Think about who comes to that.
Senator, your net worth is 100 times mine.
This is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass.
I'm telling you, they're talking to a smaller and smaller section of the pie. I was trying to look at it through kind of Midwest eyes.
Right.
I think they were turning it off 30, 45 minutes into the operation. Nobody made it for 3 hours.
And it's boring. That's the problem, I think.
Well, they keep, everything's bad. They trash the economy for probably 10 minutes.
Right.
And if you're sitting out there in America and the economy, what they're saying is not happening to you, then you're kind of going, what in the, are you talking about? I mean, things are good. Let's fit in Peter Ducey talking about the Dem debate.
Last night, Joe Biden started to claim that as president, he would want to work with the Republican lawmakers who are presently calling for investigations into him and his son, even though right now he's really mad at them.
If anyone has reason to be angry with the Republicans and not want to cooperate, it's me. The way they've attacked me, my son, and my family, I have no love. But the fact is, we have to be able to get things done. And when we can't convince them, we go out and beat them.
Age was also made an issue at this debate as Joe Biden made a joke while declining to make one-term pledge.
If elected, you would turn 82 at the end of your first term. You'd be the oldest president in American history. Are you willing to commit American history?
American history.
Yes. Are you?
I was joking. That was a joke.
Elizabeth Warren, also in her 70s, had a joke about that too.
Senator Warren, you would be the oldest president ever inaugurated.
This is good.
I'd like you to weigh in as well.
I'd also be the youngest woman ever inaugurated.
The youngest candidate on stage was on defense more than anyone else, though. Pete Buttigieg was confronted about hosting high-dollar fundraisers and about his lack of experience relative to the federal officials he's running against.
Try putting together a coalition to bring you back to office with 80% of the vote as a gay dude in Mike Pence's Indiana.
Oh, man. Divide, divide, divide.
If you had won in Indiana, that would be one thing. You tried, and you lost by 20 points.
Klobuchar and Buttigieg both see their best poll numbers in Iowa, and they both appeared uncomfortable with how sharp each other's criticisms were at times. So I asked the Minnesota senator where that was coming from.
And it was not one bit personal. I think when we have such an important decision about who's going to run for president, you have to be able to talk about people's experience. It is not just who gives the best flowery speech.
All seven candidates also separately claimed that the U.S. economy is not performing well, which sets up the most clear contrast with President Trump's reelection pitch that it is.
News Channel 93.1 going to be back with Wayne right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services in the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Ward Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for three generations, and the fourth generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have six brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Can't you see me standing in the shadows?
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Wayne, how are you, my friend? Are you ready for Christmas?
I'm about as ready as you can be, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah, there may be a last-minute thing here or two, but I think I've got it covered.
You think you got it done, huh? So let me make sure you do have it done. Do you have hunting plans coming up?
I do.
Okay. Do you have Scotch plans coming up?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have cooking out plans coming up?
We do that too.
All right.
Certainly are.
You are ready to go then, my friend.
Tomorrow. May employ all three at some point tomorrow.
There you go.
Hey, don't you hate it when you've got this terrific line, you've memorized it, you wrote it down, you just are anxious to get the opportunity to use it in this debate tonight, and doggone it, when the opportunity comes, you just completely flub it.
You talking about Klobuchar?
Klobuchar always said, when you're building, when you've got a bridge, if you're going to cross a body of water.
she definitely messed up on that.
Oh, my gosh. I think she had just been waiting to use that line, and doggone it, she blew it. And you know, I got to say, that line from Elizabeth Warren may be the single best thing I've ever heard her say.
The wine cellar? The wine cave?
No, when she said, when she...
Oh, and I'd be the youngest
the
woman.
Over, I'd be the youngest. That was kind of reminiscent of Reagan not using his opponents, using inexperience.
Yeah. There you go.
But I think that might be the single one statement she's ever made that I...
Now let me ask you, did you watch the debate or are you just doing the highlights?
I did not watch the debate. I'm not sure what I did, but it had to be...
It had to be better than that. You're not that sadistic, are you?
And it didn't. And whatever I did didn't stick with me long enough to remember. So, I mean, that says mountains about that debate.
This audience owes me a bottle of wine from last night. I had to do something to kill the pain.
Well, I still say we need to get together maybe before Christmas. I will just be in touch.
You got it. I would love to see you. And I'm not sure if I can do it before Christmas, but just a lot going on. You know, this year, Thanksgiving being so late and having that one weekend, which was Iron Bowl weekend, which wiped me out, so I lost a weekend. Because normally you get two weekends. And I'm, like, way behind.
Well, you need some time to yourself to catch up, man.
No, it's like there's not enough of me to go around.
I understand that, too. Hey, if I have cycled through, put me in for Sleep Creek.
Has he cycled through?
How long ago was it, Wayne?
I would say I don't remember, but I just told you I can't remember what I did yesterday.
You know, that old age stuff, Joey, is kind of tough.
It has been a while now. How long that while is, I don't know. But
I'm trying to think, because I met y'all down there, didn't I? So it was summertime.
You certainly did.
Okay.
Certainly did.
So, yeah, we'll go ahead with it if it was summertime. Give me that month and date of birth.
626.
626.
Yes, sir.
All right. Got you in.
Hey, you got to get in a number of times before you win again anyway.
Did you think it was June 2nd? 1906.
Yeah.
I mean, hey guys. Wayne looks old, but he doesn't look that old.
Have a great day. Have a great holiday. And
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
And we enjoy listening to you.
Well, I enjoy you calling. I appreciate you. Wayne, have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Bye. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. You want to see if we can fit this in? Sammy boy, Sam, welcome aboard.
Yeah, Dan, I just had a quick little thing to chime in.
Sure.
I want to know, okay, I watched some of it last night. I flipped by PBS a couple of times, and, yeah, it wasn't nothing to see. But I want to know, what's the problem? Why can't people just come out and say it, admit what they really want to say? I just don't like Donald Trump. Don't like his look. Just don't like him. They need to just be honest about it. And like I said, Elizabeth Warren, she could talk about, you know, American Indians from New York State. They've always had trouble with these jokers from New York City. We just don't like his look. And that's my attempt at being silly. So.
Well, let me tell you something. Running against somebody like that isn't going to get you elected. I mean, there's so many historic tries at that, and it just does not work.
No, sir. And like I said, it's these are really good times, and it's a shame that people just... They can't accept it.
I mean, when they started trashing the economy, I was going like, that is stupid. Because you're talking, if America's listening to you, they don't agree with you.
Yeah, bad. But anyways, it's a beautiful day outside, and I'm headed out, but I just wanted to chime in and say good afternoon.
I appreciate you, Sam. You have a great day, my friend.
You too.
Jim, hang on for me, buddy. The MR Show will be back right after this.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. The world is changing. Isn't it time smoking changed too? Vuse Alto is a vapor product offering you a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Simple to use, surprisingly quiet, and impressively powerful. Our best vapor yet at our best price ever. 99 cents plus tax at participating retailers. 99 cent offer applies to Alto device. Pods sold separately. Underage sale prohibited.
For the right gifts at the right prices, start with Lowe's this holiday season, because Lowe's has deals throughout the store for the DIYer on your list. Shop now and get your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless cordless drill for $99, or a DeWalt 2-pack 20-volt battery, also just $99. For those who want more control of their home, pick up Google Nest Smart Home gifts starting at just $25, including the Google Home Mini. For great gifts at great savings, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 12/18, U.S. only.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Two people are killed, two others, including a police sergeant, are hurt in a shooting at a city-owned facility in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
The dead victims are said to be city employees, and the building is used by the Public Works Department. There is no word on the gunman as of yet, and officials say there is no ongoing threat. Other employees heard the shots and ran from the building for safety.
Fox's Evan Brown. The wife of an American diplomat faces criminal charges in England.
British prosecutors charging Anne Sokoulas with death by dangerous driving after a crash in August that killed a 19-year-old motorcyclist, Harry Dunn. Ms. Sokoulas claimed diplomatic immunity and left the UK. Britain could now request Anne Sokoulas be extradited from the US, but the State Department criticizing the charge as unhelpful.
Fox's Simon Owen. A Des Moines, Iowa woman is charged with attempted murder, telling police she ran over a 14-year-old girl because she thought she was Mexican. The girl survived. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the last official day of fall. The winter solstice is tomorrow, shortest day of the year. Today, we are dry again. Increasing clouds, a little milder. Upper 50s for a high. Tonight, the chance of showers will hold off until the late night hours, the overnight hours. So we should be good during the evening. Low 43. Tomorrow, a wet weekend ahead. Periods of rain. Tomorrow night, Sunday night. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Risk of a couple of showers left over on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. There we go. Peter Ducey is doing a really good job. Much better than a lot of these other reporters. He's kind of taking a... When he's talking about a campaign, he kind of gives you a feel for the campaign versus kind of talking at a campaign. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, real quick, I just got one little point. I was watching the debate off and on. I was slipping between it and the elf trying to get some reality. But I flipped over as the commentator was going down the list of all of Trump's accomplishments with the economy, and then he goes to Biden, and Biden proceeds to trash everything. I mean, that guy's not even on the same planet.
I know. I was shocked that they did that. I was shocked.
And
did you see Biden one time when Gorbachev was talking and he turned around and kind of walked away from his podium? I mean, I'm worried about Joe.
Yeah, Joe's. I think Joe's checked out. He's. I don't know. That was just, you know, the more this number of candidates shrinks up, the more people can see what it is. It's getting worse and worse.
It really is. I agree. Totally agree. And and again, it's like I said, they're playing to a smaller set of people. I'm going to be eager to see what the viewership it was of this thing, because it couldn't have been too high.
Yeah, I think Elf got more viewers. But anyway, that's my 3 cents worth.
Elf will probably get more votes, too.
Yeah. Y'all have a good afternoon, Dan.
You have a great day.
Have a good weekend.
You too. You know I will. I'm loaded for bear for this weekend. No doubt about it. Okay, let me see where I want to go here. La, la, la. John Dickerson, maybe. Molly Hemingway, maybe. Newt's good. Newt's always good. Let's try to pop a couple of these off. Frank? Frank, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Frank. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to tell you, I can't bring you a bottle of wine, but I do want to thank you for listening through all of that mess with the Democrats. I couldn't stomach it myself.
It was painful, my friend. It was painful.
I know it was, and that's why I don't call that often, but I wanted to tell you I appreciate all that you did with that. And also wanted to tell you that throughout the whole year, I've listened and enjoyed all of your commentary and all of your insight and so many things that national, local, and I just wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas and thank you for all that you've done.
Thank you so much for those kind words, Frank. That's very kind of you.
Well, thank you. Could you put me down for Sweet Creek, too?
No. Absolutely, Frank. Give me your month and day of birth.
12/29.
You got it, Joey, son?
12/29 for Frank.
Yeah. Frank, when do we do that drawing?
Oh, we're going to do it today at 2:30 to 2:40.
What's in that basket?
$60 of what I choose out.
There you go. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
No, sir, but I've been wanting to. And if I end up being the choice today, then I certainly will partake of that and let you know what it is.
Exactly right. You do listen to the show. I want you to have a wonderful day. Listen in 2:30, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Jerry, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Very good.
I got a question, and it's been weighing on my mind. I work in industry around a lot of Hispanics that's, you know, is against what the Democrats are doing. And they're here illegally. Why don't the Republicans, instead of threatening to send them back, find a way to help them become citizens, and they would increase their voter base because they want the same thing the Republicans want? Because they tell me all the time, we got to stop the Democrats, but they can't vote on it.
Well, it's I wish it were that simple, but it's not that simple because, you know, what comes along with citizenship? How do you do it? How long does it take? What are the requirements? Have they broken any laws between the point that any time that they were here in the United States, did they vote, whether for Republican or Democrat? Did they ever vote in an election? I mean, there's a whole bunch that has to happen before you get into making someone a citizen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they could figure out a way to get them into a school or something, help them become. I mean, the law-abiding ones. I mean, I don't want the bad ones here. But, I mean, the ones that come over here, they work hard. They don't mess with nobody. They ain't broke no laws once they got here. Couldn't they come up with a program to help them get into a school and become a citizen?
They could. So as long as it's not amnesty and there's a plan for it, then I'm fine. But you do have to be selective, and you need to ask a lot of questions.
Well, I agree with you on that. Be selective. I don't want the bad ones here. I mean, because a lot of the ones working around the farm industry, growing up around that, a lot of the families that I met are real law-abiding citizens. It's just they had to break the law to come over here to make money.
And I hear what you're saying, and I think the group that you're around is probably exactly like that. But then you know, I think it depends on a lot of things. It depends on where you are, where you're from. Were you from Mexico or Central America? Where you're from in Central America? I'll give you an example. I have a friend of mine who hired some Guatemalans, and he had a trailer for them to live in. Well, one of the Guatemalans murdered another Guatemalan that was in that trailer. Talking about homicide, murder.
Yeah.
And he said, I would have never expected that guy would ever have done that. He was a hard worker, nice guy, but he just had too much whiskey, and he got mad, and he killed the guy.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you. You have a good one.
And you all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Kevin, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, hey, Joey.
Hey, Kevin.
Just letting you know, Merry Christmas, and love your show like always. And that Stan person or whatever that was speaking a while ago, I can't remember what her name was, I'm not sure what it was. But sound like he's been to cry on stage, wasn't he?
Oh, you're talking about at the debate?
Yeah, well, just speaking up there, talking about how he was up there and he was racist or something, whatever it was. I don't know what it was. But he got up there talking about how he was only the only one on stage or that was different or whatever.
Oh, that was Yang. Yeah, it was Yang.
He made me cry?
Yeah, he was the only one that was there of color, so.
Oh, man. Anyway.
But
yeah,
who cares?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Kevin, thanks for the telephone call.
Yes, can I get some Sweet Creek on there?
Give me a month and day of birth.
322.
You got a big guy. Listen in.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Jackson. Jackson, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
Very good.
Okay. Got up this morning and noticed that the president is about to sign some bills today. I don't know if he's already done it, but he has veto power. One of the bills that he's signing is for $738 billion. He's already said that he wasn't going to do anything like that again, and he's backtracking it. And I think this whole smoking at the age of 21 thing hasn't been well thought out. If you can join the military, you need to be able to smoke. I mean, I don't understand it.
How about if you are in the military, you can smoke?
I think if I'm getting shot at, I should be able to have a cigarette. But
that's
you're an adult.
That's what I just said. If you're in the military, you can smoke versus 17 and you can smoke.
Right. I feel like the age of 18, you are an adult. You are considered an adult. And
Were you an adult at 18?
I feel like I was making adult decisions when I was 18 years old. Yes, sir.
You make good decisions when you're 18? Joey, did you make good decisions when you were 18?
Depended on the topic. But I've ranted enough about this week, but I largely agree. I think, why don't we just change the age of majority if we keep moving it up off of 18?
I don't know. I'm not happy about the $738 billion.
What's the $738 billion for? You're talking about the defense budget?
It might have been to avoid a government shutdown. I'm not sure. I heard this morning just on the news. I wasn't really paying attention, but I mean, he signed one of these earlier last year, and he said that he would never sign a bill like that again.
Okay.
And the Republicans are outspending they're going way over what the Democrats ever did. I just don't understand it. I don't get it.
Thank you for your telephone call. I want you to have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Jenny.
Hello there.
How are you, my dear?
I am great.
I'm glad.
My problem is the states that give, let's say, undocumented workers the state IDs or...
driver's license?
Exactly. Because those can be used to vote, and we don't know that they are citizens.
Yeah, and you bring up a great topic. New York just signed a thing that undocumented illegal aliens can get driver's license. But I think it would be interesting to say that you're an undocumented alien in the United States on your driver's license. But then they'd say, well, then they'd get arrested. Good point. Good job. You caught me.
Well, my aunt and uncle down in Florida were rear-ended by some, I don't know what ethnicity they were, but let's just say they did not speak English. But they had their voter ID. So that really bothered me. That's just my big thing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And it's predominantly the Democratic states that do that.
Of course.
That's just my two cents for the day. And can I get on the Sweet Creek thing?
What do you think, Joey? Should we let her in?
I think so.
Okay, Joey says yes. I say no, hey, so it's a split vote. No, just kidding. Give me a month and day of birth.
Joey counts. Joey counts because he writes it down.
There you go.
What's your month and day of birth, Jenny?
It is 12/19. I just had my birthday.
Just had, like, yesterday. Wow, she didn't call us on her birthday. She was too busy.
I was.
What'd you do on your birthday, sweetheart?
I go to the vet center, and they had a Christmas gathering, and I was there. I was going to call you guys, but sorry, I didn't have time.
When you say vet center, you're talking about veterans as in veterans of foreign wars or vet as in veterinary?
It's veterans center, but they do get calls about veterinarians.
Do they? I was kidding, but I could imagine that could be confusing. Jenny, good luck. We're going to do that. When do we do that drawing?
You do it at 2:30 today.
There you go. What's in that basket?
It is $60 of whatever I want and whatever I choose to give you guys.
There you go, girl. You go. Listen in. In the words of Milton McGregor, maybe you can be a winner, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to a break. Coming back, Steve R., coming back to you first.
The Dan Morris Show.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com.
Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Yes, it is. Heading up to the top of the hour for the final hour of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to Steve R. Steve R., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, and hey, Joey. Merry Christmas with a capital C.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
And Joe, one quick thing for you, Joey. I want to tell you, I miss you at 6 o'clock because a lot of times I get to go running at 6, and I always look forward to listening to your program, Dan. So I just want to let you know that you are missed at 6.
Well, thank you for that, Steve. When you can, listen to the morning. Catch the podcast. Listen to that podcast.
Well, I do. Yeah, the podcast, I do. I do that. I do that for sure. Dan, the one thing that I just wanted to share with you and share with the rest of your listeners, I was at Troy last week for graduation, and they were talking about the impeachment, you know, upcoming and everything, and a few of them were like, well, when Donald Trump gets impeached, he's out of office, right? And I said, no.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, you know, a lot of these folks, I think, to the uninformed electorate, I think that what the Democrats are trying to do is say, hey, we've impeached him. Now he's no longer president. Don't vote for him. You know, so it's crazy, but a lot of folks don't even really know what's going on. And
that's a shame. And that's a college graduate that was saying that?
That was at the graduation last week at Troy, yeah.
I can't believe a college graduate does not know that.
Yeah, it's one of those things. They're really concerned too, because, and these were supporters of Trump, by the way, too. They weren't against him, but they were like so concerned that we're losing our president. And I'm thinking, no, we're not losing our president, not anytime soon, and probably won't at all, unless we don't reelect him. So that was one concern there. But the other thing I wanted to ask you, Dan, did it seem odd that they're waiting until after the new year before they really proceed on with this thing? I mean,
I think they're stuck. I think, and we're going to get into this in the final hour. I think what they're doing is they're realizing this is cutting against them. Everything I've seen, if you take out, you take the 9 key swing states, it is this is not working for them at all. And if they get into a they get into a situation and Trump actually gets stronger from this because he does his case versus a one-sided case, I think it'll be detrimental to the Democrats, and they know it.
I'm sure hoping that that's the case, because that's what I'm thinking myself too. But it's like, boy, you know, it seems really weird that they're waiting until after the first of the year. And my thought is that the uninformed electorate is going to forget about all this. Same group that doesn't really know the difference between conviction and impeachment. They're going to go, oh, well, okay, this must be over with by now, so.
We'll see in the fullness of time, as they say.
Yeah, that's true. If you could, please put me in for that 2:30 drawing of that $60 basket of our choice.
There you go. Steve, give me your month and day of birth.
It's May 20th.
You got it. Joey says he's got you locked and loaded. Thank you, my friend.
See ya.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. How are you today?
I am really, really, really good.
Good. I mean, no politics for me today.
Okay.
I just want to call and wish you and your family enjoy a very Merry Christmas and a safe and Happy New Year,
well,
sir.
Well, thank you very, very much. I appreciate that.
And I hope you enjoy yourself.
When you get back, when you come back?
I won't be back till the end of January, first week of February.
Oh my goodness! So you have It'll to take down that you have to take down the decorations also, huh?
Oh yes, sir. We got to take them down, store. Yeah. But they come down a lot quicker than they go up.
I like that. Well, hopefully the weather's
3 weeks to put them up. Takes 2 weeks to get them down.
Hopefully the weather's going to be good for you.
It's been good so far. We've been very fortunate. Thank you for taking my call, sir, and. I just hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays, but Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Clint. I appreciate
you. And a safe Happy New Year. Take care of yourself.
Take care, brother. Let's go to my good friend, Old Navy. Old Navy, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
That book by Dan Bongino is excellent.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, very good. Very insightful.
And you figure he wrote that, of course, before everything broke, you know?
Well, what I like is he really, have you looked at it? He really documents his stuff in there.
Yeah. Yep. He talks on his YouTube broadcast, he talks about the Democrats tell you a story, not tell you the story.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you've always got to take into account.
Yep.
Yeah, I just think Nancy's unwillingness to move it over to the Senate demonstrates how weak the case is.
It really, and that's what they're scared of. If it goes over there, and this was a big conversation among my group, if it goes over there and they can't control it, and Donald Trump has got a fair, clean shot, he's going to take it, and he is going to make them look like idiots. And actually, they could go through and have 90% of the evidence that they have thrown out because it's hearsay. And they're not going to be able to say anything. And he's going to tear them up, and it's going to make them look like even more of idiots. That's what she's scared of.
Well, I'll tell you, and also Chuck Schumer's position, how they want to call more witnesses, means that the House hasn't done their job.
Yeah, bingo.
The House is not.
Well, to make it predicated that for us to do this, for us to send it over, you have to have more witnesses. Well, you know what, you there. I mean, forget that. You're not in charge. The Senate is run by the Republicans. You stay on your side of the House. The Senate will stay on their side of the House.
Yep. I mean, they had their shot, you know? Make all the rules the way they want them and have it all one-sided. And, yeah, I just think that they have no leg to stand on.
There you go.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, O'Navy. Good talking to you, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Can I fit RJ in? Is that too tight? Oh, yeah, it's 59. Never mind. RJ Janet, sorry. Going to be back to both of you right after this.
Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump blasting Christianity Today after the magazine founded by the Reverend Billy Graham called for his removal from office.
The president tweeting, Christianity Today knows nothing about reading a perfect transcript of a routine phone call and would rather